Fairbanks police say Matthew Stover fired first at officers who went to the area after receiving a report of a masked man with a rifle in the parking lot of a nearby Denny's restaurant. Police also reported that Stover was dressed in military-style armored clothing, had an assault rifle, a 9mm pistol, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Though she lives in Kansas, Matthew Stover's mother, Diana Stover, says she kept in regular contact with her son and that there was no indication of trouble.
I can't think of anything that could possibly cause him to do what the cops claim that he did. He was in a good state of mind. He was always happy and making everybody laugh. I'm very shocked that this whole situation even happened.
Matthew Stover did not have a criminal record, and Diana Stover says he was not involved in drugs, did not have any mental health issues, and seemed happy before the May 19th incident.
His friend told me the day before that he was in really good spirits, laughing, and nothing at all would have he saw that would have set him off.
She says Matthew grew up with her in Kansas, but moved to Northway at 18 to live with his father's side of the family, and had worked for Doyon Drilling on the North Slope for the last 3 years. She underscores that the June 19th incident was out of character for the boy she raised.
So this story the police are telling us, I don't buy it one bit at all. I think there's more to it, and we are going to request a look at surveillance cameras.
Diana Stover suspects cameras at Fairbanks Correctional Center may have captured video of the confrontation. She says she's heard of at least one person at FCC who witnessed the incident and offers a different account of what happened in the field next door.
That Matthew did not fire at the police and that he shot in the air.
It's unclear if the jail somehow played into Stover's actions. Fairbanks police spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch says police have nothing additional to release about the case, but that an investigation continues.
Detectives are talking to family and friends and anybody who knows anything about Mr. Stover and what happened early that morning. So we're asking for the public to, if they know anything, to let us know. We are looking to talk to the gentleman or the woman that contacted the Denny's restaurant employee who then in turn called 911 to get some more information from that person.
McCulloch says once the police investigation is completed, the State Office of Special Prosecutions will review the case to determine if the actions of the four officers involved in the shooting were lawful. The officers have returned to duty. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.